going through? No. We are in Romans, and we're going to pick up there in Romans. But before we get to Romans, I have a question for you. Has anybody made a mistake and thought, I hope everybody finds out about this? No? Has anybody ever, like, fell down and then you immediately look around, did anybody see this, right? And if somebody sees it, you just cry out in agony because of the pain of somebody watching you make a mistake. But if nobody sees you, you just jump right up and hopefully nobody saw that, right? We don't like to have our mistakes known very well. Matter of fact, I made a mistake this week. If you see my finger, does anybody know what happened there? Raise your hand if you know. One, two, three, four. Raise your hand if you're not in my family and you know what happened. One. Okay. So, oh, hey, let's put your dress down there. Thank you. So, we don't really like to share our mistakes. This week I was putting up a sign. I drilled through the sign right into my finger. And, yeah, it did hurt a little bit. Okay. When we make mistakes, it reminds us that we're human, right? It's not something that we really want to be reminded of. What we really like to be encouraged by is somebody who rises above and does something extraordinary, does something that we wouldn't expect them to be able to do. And that is what we call a hero, right? Somebody who can do something that we can't do. A hero is somebody who uses their strength, uses their intellect, uses their abilities to do something great, to do something extraordinary. And we love heroes. We desire heroes. We want heroes. We need heroes. Everyone is longing for a hero. Video games, for example, right? They allow us to become a hero. We can save the princess, or we can save the village. And what happens if we die in a video game? You just start over, right? You start up again, and you continue until you solve the problem, or you save the girl, or whatever. Movies, right? They allow us to enter into this virtual reality or into the story, and we get to see the hero win. Books do the same thing. Tell me some of your favorite heroes growing up, real quickly. What are some of your heroes? John Wayne?
Yeah.
My dad? Oh, thank you. I'll give you a reward later. Jason David? Okay. Superman? Anybody? Superman? Spider-Man?
Mississippi?
Okay, we love heroes, and heroes not only provide help to those who need it, I think of the people that helped us in our car accident, those guys are heroes to our family, but they also foster a wonderful sense of accomplishment in the person who did the rescue. Right, so you have the person who was rescued, you have the person who rescued, and both of those are helped greatly by being a part of that process. But there's also something else very important that a hero does, is a hero gives us an example that we can strive for. Right? Nobody wants to be the guy that messed up. That's not really worthy of, like, oh man, I want to be just like him, a failure. Right? A hero gives us an example that says, we can do that. I can follow him. And that's why kids will go out in the yard and shoot hoops, and they'll pretend to be, when I was my age, they were Michael Jordan, and then it was Kobe Bryant, or I don't know who they worship now, but they want to be just like them, right? If I could just get a layup just like Kobe Bryant or whoever, then I could play basketball, and I could win. And so we lift up these people because we want to be, they are our example. We want to be like them. And as we come to our scripture this morning, Romans chapter 5, we have this same example that Paul is giving us, that Jesus is the hero that we need. There's different kinds of heroes. The first one is a rescuing hero, right? That's the person who comes in and puts their life on the line to rescue somebody. Romans 5, 7b says, yet perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. Some of the people that we really look up to in our country, in our culture, is soldiers, right? Not every soldier dies, but some do. And so they dare to die to do what? To protect us, right? To provide freedom for us. To stop evil from advancing. And so we do know that some people would even, for a good man, they would even dare to die. And then there is the self-sacrificing hero. The person who says, I will die in your place. We just had an example down on the border, right? A guy who was a Border Patrol agent and went into the river to save some illegal immigrants. And they lived, and he did not. The self-sacrificing hero. Somebody who sacrificed themselves for another person. Romans 5, 7a says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yes, that does happen, but how often does it happen? Very scarcely. Right? If we put it on the nightly news, every single person that died in somebody else's place, probably wouldn't take very long every day to run through those examples. Why? Well, they just don't happen that often. And that's why those people are heroic. That's why we lift them up and we praise them, because they are an example worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Paul continues on in Romans chapter 5 to give us another example, which is an example that we don't really want to follow, which is Adam's example. Adam's sin or disobedience to God brought death into the world. In Romans 5:19, it says, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. So we know the story of Adam and Eve, right? God put Adam and Eve in the garden, said, you can eat of any tree, but do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of that tree, you will surely die. And what did they do? They disobeyed, right? They went and ate of that tree. They did not heed or pay attention to God's word, but they went and did that which they knew they should not. And so they disobeyed God. And they received the nature of what? The nature of death, yes. Because what is the consequence of sin? It is death. And so we see that Adam brought death into the world, and death spread. Romans 5:12 through 14 says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. And so here we have Adam as our federal head. He's our example. And there's a lot of theological differences or discussions about how does Adam represent us today as humanity. Was his nature passed down biologically? Was his nature passed down as an example? There's a lot of different discussions, and where you come out will determine a lot of your theology. We're not going to go into that today. The point is that Adam created He sinned, and that sin caused death. And that death is something that every single human being has experienced from the time of Adam to today. And so his example is one of bringing death into the world. And we have followed his example. Romans 5:12 says that death spread to all men because all sinned. Anybody want to challenge that? Anybody say, hey, I'm not a sinner. I'm good to go. No, we are all sinners. We are all born with that same desire to sin, and we've all given into that desire. And so what did Jesus do for us? Our hero, Jesus, did something that most heroes don't do. Most heroes come in and save the innocent. Some heroes come in and save the girl, right? There's kind of an intrinsic value there that they want to save the girl. All the guys, you know, they can just kind of fend for themselves, but we got to save the girl. We got to save the children. But our hero did something that is entirely different, and I think it's something that Paul is trying to help us understand. Our hero rescued the wicked. He didn't save the innocent, because there are no innocent. He didn't save the beautiful, because there are no beautiful. He saved the wicked. He sacrificed himself to rescue the evil villain, which is you and I. Romans 5:8 through 11 says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Christ not only provided for our personal salvation, he not only took the punishment that we deserved, which is death, but in so doing, he also provided an example that we can follow and that we can live according to. He set a new example, giving new life. Romans 5:15 through 18 says, but the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. And therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Not only did Jesus save us, but he gave us an example of what we are to do as we go out into our communities. We are to love. We are to give. We are to help. And we are to bring people into that same salvation that we have. The free gift which is available to all men. God is glorified when we are reconciled to him. Romans 5:20 and 21 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. And so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have this example. We often look into this world and we see the depth of sin. We see the problems. We say, what in the world are we going to do about all of these problems? Not only did Jesus provide the answer that we can share with others, but he also provided an example of how we are to live our life, not in selfishness, not in building up for my own self, but in going out into the world and helping those who are hurting. Often the very people that are doing the evil, those are the people that we minister to. Gaylord goes to the jail on Thursday nights. Right? Why would we want to go and rescue the wicked? Because that's what our Savior did. He rescued me, the wicked. And we realize now that even the evil people in jail, in prison, they have opportunity to have their sins forgiven. They have opportunity to live that abundant life. That's something like no hero ever before and since, that somebody would go and rescue the wicked and give their life as a ransom for people who sinned against them. We're going to close with an illustration from Casting Crowns. If you'd play that, please.